Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es so, bis Perik Ches Mishnah Vav. Okay. Let's turn back to Mishnah Aleph, just for a moment. Let's remember what we learned over there. If a woman, Yarshin Nechasim, before he was Mekadosh, or before Erusin, both Beshami and Beshil agree, she can sell it, she can give it away, even after he's Mekadosh. Husband cannot block that. She got the property before he was even Mekadosh. Even though now he was Mekadosh? No. She has full control. Then we had a case in the Mishnah where she yarshin the property after he was Mekadosh. Here we had a Machloikis Beshamei Besil. Beshamei say she can still sell it. As long as it's before Nesuyin, it's only Erisin, which is the first part of marriage, she can still sell it. Besil say, no, she can't. Even though it's before Nesuyin. Eventually, the husband could eat from these payers after Nisuyin. So you're taking away that right. You can't do it. And Echanami say to Basil, if you got it before Erisin, you could sell it. But if you got it after Erisin, even though it's before Nisuyin, you cannot sell it. That's if she asks us. If she does sell it, both Beshami and Basil agree that Lamaisa B'dieved, he can't take it back. The husband can't take it back. Shaila is only V'chitchila, she's allowed to sell it. If she comes to ask us a Shaila, what we would tell her. Now, let's say we have a Yavama. Her husband died without children. So the Yavim is very similar to the Aris. The Aris is the man who was Mekadosher. He can't eat the Peiros yet, but after he's Meyavim her, he eats the Peiros, just like any other husband after Nesuyin. So what happens when a Yavama yarshins or receives Nechasim? Can she sell it before Yavum? Let's see our Mishnah. Once again, Perik Ches, Mishnah Vav. A woman who is literally waiting for Yivam. He wasn't Miyavim her yet, but her husband had already died and there were no children. She yarshined Nechasim. Zakta Mishnah Moidim Beis Sham, Ayu Beis Hillel, the Beis Sham, and the Beis Hillar Moida, Shemoi Cheres, Vinoisenes, Vekayim. Both Beis Sham and Beis Hillel agree she can sell it. Then I said, as she can give it away, the kayim and the sale is sustained. The husband can't take back this sale or gift. So basically, the Besil are giving the Shoimeres Yaveh, the woman awaiting Yivam, more koiches than the Arusa has. The Arusa, who yarshin these nechasim after he was Mekadosher, lechatchila should not sell it. The Shoimeres Yaveh, whoever has the green light to do so. How come she has more koiches than the Arusa does? There's a lot of different explanations to this. You may want to look in the Tosis Yom Tov. But basically, even though after someone's Mekadosh and Isha, he can still give her a get, and not do an Nesuyin, but that's usually something that doesn't happen. If he did not plan on marrying her, L'chori would have not been Mekadosh. So normally, after Erisin, there's Nesuyin. Is there a guarantee? No, like we explained, he can give her a get. Why would he have been Mekadosh if he didn't intend to marry her? So unless something happened afterwards, something went wrong between the Erusin and the Nesuyin, the Arusa is much more married than the Shemeres Yavim. The Yavim, just because he's a Yavim, just because his brother died without children, that doesn't mean he's going to be Meyavim, or he has to make a very serious decision, Yivim or Chalitza. But we don't say because she's a Shemeres Yavim, Mestam, he's going to be Meyavim. Who says? It can go either way, Yivim or Chalitza. Okay, Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Mesa, what happens if this Shoimeres Yavim, whose husband died without children, she's waiting to find out what's the story here with the brother Yivim or Chalitza, in the middle she passes away. Ma Yasu Biksubasa, what do they do with her Ksuba? So again, quick Chazara on things that we discussed. What's in a Ksuba? In a Ksuba, there's a base obligation if she's a psula for 200 zuz. She's not a psula 100 zuz. The husband could add and usually does add to that amount. That's called Toisus Ksuba or Tesefes Ksuba. Also in the Ksuba is the Nechsei Tzoyin Barzel. That means the chasim that she brings into the property and he guarantees that she's going to get it back at the same value. If it goes down in value, he's going to have to make sure she gets the same amount that she came in with. If it goes up in value, it's his. That's written in the Ksuba. What's not written in the Ksuba is what's called Nechse Milag. That belongs to her. It's hers. If it goes up, it's her gain. If it goes down, it's her loss. But the husband eats the peres. Now, she gets it back if he died first or he divorces her. But if she dies first, so her husband yarshins her nechasim. So what happens where the Yavama passed away when she's waiting Yavam? Frek the Mishnah, Mesa, the Shemeres Yavim, died. Mayasu b'ksubasa. What do they do with her ksuba? What do we do with the 200 zuz? She was a psula. Now, we're talking about the original ksuba that she got from her husband that died. What do we do with that 200 zuz or 100 zuz if she was not a psula? What do we do with the money he promised her? What do we do with the nichsei tzayin barzel? And also, ubenachasim hanichnasim yaitzimima. What do we do with the nichsei malag property? She's not written in the ksuba, but she's supposed to get it back. Either it's worth more or less, but she's supposed to get it back. That's why we were so busy in the last couple of mishnayos that he should buy karka with it, he should eat the payrus. We want to guarantee she should get back what she brought in. So the Bisham may say in regard to the Nichsei Malag, they don't answer the first question about the money. They don't answer about the Nichsei Tzayim Barzel, but they do answer about the Nichsei Malag. Again, that's property that's not written into the Ksuba. He doesn't guarantee that she gets back the value of the property. It's basically hers. If it goes up, it goes up for her. If it goes down, it goes down for her. What do we do here? The Shemeres Yavim died. Zak the Mishnah Bisham, Yemi the Bisham may say, Yachloiku Yarshaya Balim Yarshaya Av. We're not sure, say the Bisham. Maybe he should have a din of a husband that yarshins his wife. Maybe he should get it. On the other hand, Lemaisi was not miyavim her yet. So therefore, the yarshim of the husband, who are the yarshim of the husband? It's the other. It's the brother. Didn't have any children, right? Or else she wouldn't be Yavama. They divide the nichse malag with the yarshim of the woman's father. We're not sure what the halacha is. Does the yavim have the same din of a husband who yashins his wife or not, so therefore divided. Now let me ask you, what's the case if an arusa dies? What happens with her property? Oh, then there's no shaila. Her yashim get it. He only gets it if it was after chuppah, if it was full marriage. But with a yavim, we're not sure. Basilam and the Basil say, look, now the Basilel aren't only talking about the nechse maluk. The Shami didn't really tell us what the din is with the money of the nechse tzayim barzel. But the Basil, they're addressing all three shailas. The money in the ksuba that was promised, the nechse tzayin barzel, and the nechse malag. Ubesilam the besil say nechasim b'cheskas and keep things where they are. As far as the nechse tzayin barzel are concerned, nechasim that was written into the ksuba and she's guaranteed to get back the value that she brought in, not more, not less, should stay in the chazaka. But they don't tell us who's chazaka. Chazaka means the previous status. But what previous status? Is it the status of the Yarshei Habal? Whoever yarshins her husband, which is the brother, mean that he's responsible for it? Or maybe Chazaka means the Yarshei Ha'isha, because the Naisa was hers. Okay, so we discussed this when we learned Masechtas Yavamas, if you remember. The Batnura told us in Masechtas Yavamas, because the Naisa, we're not sure what the Basil mean, so at the end of the day, we're doing the same thing that the Beishamai say. They're going to divide it. That's in as much as the Nichsei Tzoyin Barzel are concerned. But a Ksuba, the 100 or 200 Zuz, or whatever the husband added and wrote into the Ksuba that he promised to pay, that's Becheskas Yarshei Habal. Here, she never owned that. It was a promise to her that if they get divorced, or if he dies first, she gets his payment. So it's true the Yavama's husband died. But because there's this automatic transfer to the Yivam, so to speak, she really never had a right to collect her ksuba. Okay, so remember, the Basila are telling us about three things. The Nichsei Tzayin Barzel, you told us stay in the Chazaka, but we're not sure who's Chazaka. The money you're saying stay Becheskas Yarshei Habal. And who's the Yarshei Habal? Who yarshins her husband that died? He had no sons, she's a Yavama. Even if he had a daughter, and there were no sons, only the daughter would yarshin, but there is no daughter. If not, she wouldn't be a Yavama. Yavama is only there are no children, so it's the brother, it's the Yavim. But what about the Nichsei Malag? What about the Nechasim that are not written into the Ksuba, that the husband does not guarantee its value, but she gets it back, better or worse? That's called Nechasim HaNichnasim V'Yaitzim Ima. the property that enters and leaves the marriage with her, the nechse malayik, that is becheskas yorshe ha'av. That goes to her father's yorshe. Because look, that was hers. It never belonged to the husband. The husband never even guaranteed it one way or another. There was just a takana that eats the payrus, but it was always hers. And in this case, it's going to go to her side of the family. Okay, so again, we have a shemeres yavam, a woman awaiting yivum. She yarshins nechasim. Although there's a machloikis in the Bashami and the Basil, what happens to an arusa who yarshins nechasim? Here, everyone agrees she has a right to sell it. She has a right to give it away. And for sure, the husband can't stop that sale once she did it. Where we do have a shaila is if she dies as a shemeres yavam, what happens with her ksuba? What happens with the nechasim hanechnasim vayetzanim? So really, there are three issues over here. There's the money in the ksuba that he promised her, the basic 200 zuz, or whatever he added. There's the nechsei tzayim basel, which is written into the ksuba. That's the field that she's guaranteed to get back at the value she brought in. If there's a profit, it goes to the husband. If there's a loss, it's the husband's loss. And then there's the nechsei maloig, which was not written into the ksuba, but the arrangement is that it's her field. Comes in with her, goes out with her. If it goes down in value, it's her loss. If it goes up in value, it's her gain. It's just that there's a takana that the husband eats the payrus. Now, the husband yarshins his wife, whatever the wife owns. In this case, she's not a wife yet. She's a shemeres yavim. So what happens? So the Beis Shammai, they really only talk about the nechsei maloig. They say, we're not sure. Maybe the yavim should have a din of a husband who yarshins her, or maybe not. So therefore, it should be divided. Between who? Between the Yarshim of the husband, who would be the Yavim, because there are no children, obviously, if not she wouldn't be a Yavama, and her side of the family. The Basil say, and the Basil do address all three, as far as the Nichsei Tzayin Barzal are concerned, that she's guaranteed to get back the value, keep it where it is. Nechasim mecheskasim. But we're not sure what they mean. There's two ways of understanding that. You can say keep it where it is with the Yarshim of the husband, because he has the achrayus on the nechsei tzayin basel. Remember, if it goes down in value, he has to make up the difference. Or maybe it means the chazak of the yarshei ha'isha, her side of the family, because right now lamaisa is hers. So we're not sure what the vesil mean. So lamaisa lahalacha, we do the same thing, we divide it. As far as the money is concerned, look, she never had that money. It was only a promise that if he dies before her, or they get divorced, she gets his money. So that's becheskas yarshei aval, say the vesil. As far as the nechsei maloig is concerned, and again, those are the fields that she never really gave up ownership on. And therefore, if it goes up in value, it's her gain. If it goes down, it's her loss. The nechsei maloig, otherwise referred to as nechasim hanichnasim v'yaitzim ima, that come in and go out with her, that was hers. It was never owned by the husband. And therefore, it stays becheskas yarshei ha'av. If the shemeres yavam passes away, it goes to her side of the family.